if the material development is to dictate where a prophet should be raised, then Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam should have been raised either in Rome or in Constantinople or maybe in Iran somewhere, which was the capital of Iran at that time, I don't remember. Whatever the capital. They were the most developed countries. But he was raised, do you know from among whom? Allah says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. Not only in the most backward country in the world of that time, but also among the illiterate. So not only that there was no means available to them for spreading their message, they didn't know the art of writing either. They were unlettered people. So this is Allah's ways. This is how Allah proves that it is I who do things, not you or not the developed people. They are rejected despite their might, despite their power, despite their developments. And Allah raises His prophets from among the poorest people. And of India, Allah chose Punjab, which is considered as the, you know, Dhaga country. They say Punjabi Dhaga in Urdu to look at it with derision and mocking. So Punjab was also like Arabia, you know, Ummiyin's place. So this is why Allah chose it.